Ah, nice deep breath. We're back from Austin from NPR Music. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Stephen Thompson. Last time, Stephen, you spoke, it was a mere squeak after 5 days at Austin. What's it sound like today?
Today, it is a rich liquid.
Oh, you can stop right there. That's all I need to know. Stephen Thompson and I are here to sort of look back at some of the music we discovered in Austin. We're going to go through music that we may have heard of, but we're totally sold on when we saw our particular artist perform at South by Southwest, a music festival that we covered extensively, and you can find just, we'll go through and talk about some of it, but at npr.org/SXSW. Stephen Thompson, why don't you kick us off with one great thing that you just got there and saw. Oh my gosh.
Let's go with a Brazilian rock band I saw called Holger and the song Beaver.
Hello, where are you? 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 Hello.
Yeah, and the only reason I knew anything about it was because we had listened to like 1,600 MP3s in preparation for the festival, just trying to discover as much stuff we had never heard of as possible. And I had sort of tagged that song right near the end of the process saying, you know, this is terrific. I really want to check this out. Wandered in, and seriously, the drummer of this band was like a band in and of himself. I was really, really smitten with how unbelievably danceable it was, you know, and I think they're sort of rising stars in Brazil, but I came back and I immediately talked to Jasmine Garst, who co-hosts Alt Latino for us, and was like, have you heard of Holger? Have you heard of Holger? So it was exciting to be able to scout a band for our for our Latin alternative experts.
That's
but
excellent.
They were terrific.
The only non-English speaking band I wound up seeing were dressed as bananas. And they were a band from Colombia. They're called, it translates to son of a gun, I'm told.
Mm-hmm. Son of a banana.
Son of a banana. And I'm putting up 1-minute videos of every single thing I saw. So there are about 67 or 70 of them. I haven't finished the count, but I've finished all the editing. And you can watch those folks in banana suits. And then our next group, which is a group called Ostra.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Ostra, I know Robin was familiar with, but I wasn't. I listened to a song or two. I liked them a lot. I had no idea what to expect when I saw them. They were just beautiful-looking people on stage, mm-hmm. which sometimes for me is a warning sign that the music might not be so hot.
I don't like the pretty.
Yeah, the pretty sometimes, it's like fashion sometimes, it's what people are attracted to, and then the music might not be so good. But that was not true with Ostra. Ostra, a group from Toronto, six-piece, I think, and they really sound a lot, and they draw a lot of influence, they must, from the Knife,
sure.
You know, the electronic duo. But they're happier, a little bouncier. And vocally, I think, I know, outstanding. We did a tiny South By concert with them, and that little tiny South By concert's already online, and it's just them with a little backing track, and just at 11 o'clock in the morning knocked us all out. So let's play a song from Ostra. They have a record out called Feel It Break, and this song is called The Choke.
Yeah, I missed that one myself. I really, really liked them going through the process of preparing. It reminded me of Susie and the Banshees.
Oh, good. Good.
You know, which I think is a very, very good thing. I thought it was just one person, though.
Let's see. It looks like two sisters, a lead singer. I'm just walking around the stage in my head. A keyboard player, drummer. Seemed like there was somebody else, but maybe not. So five or six.
Wow, so really fleshed out. They're really, really cool. All right, the band that I picked, and this was another one, never heard of before the process of preparing, but was ultimately one of the bands I was most excited to see, a band from Austin called The Calm Blue Sea. And kind of in that Explosions in the Sky, kind of Godspeed You Black Emperor, you know, these sort of big, you know, what start out as really pretty and gentle, but build to kind of stormy, big, mostly instrumental rock. I hated to see this band stop playing.
Aww,
which is really
great.
Which
what
is really
say.
Saying a lot at a festival like this.
That's
because you know you're getting kind of somewhat bite-sized doses and you're just going to wander off to another tray at the buffet table. I just loved them. This particular song is called Literal.
Thank you.
not sort of much calm about that DC. I really like that.
It is so beautiful and live. Man,
I could definitely hear that.
Just like that, but bigger.
Mm-hmm. That's great. What people don't know, if they've been to music festivals before, there's nothing like this festival because it's unlike most festivals where you get four or five stages and right. a majority of the people have a similar experience or at least a chance that a 30 or 40% of their experience is going to be like their buddies.
Yep.
This is a festival where you could go to and a friend could go to and never have the same experience. Now, I didn't see any of the groups you're talking about. So far, you probably haven't seen any of the groups I've talked
right.
about. That may be true of all of the ones we pick. And I think that's wonderful. In fact, I was saying to somebody, we could just start the whole thing again, go to the festival. I could go to the very same festival and have a completely new experience at every single time I saw 60, 70 groups.
That's right.
I could see a whole other 60, 70.
Yeah, I mean, I could go to what's essentially a metal festival. You could go to what is essentially a world music festival.
That's
you
right.
could go to a hip-hop festival.
Right. Because it's all over downtown Austin clubs.
90 venues.
And parking is a really... Clubs, do they count the parking lots and the beauty bars?
You know, that's probably not even counting like when we saw Jack White in a parking lot.
Right, exactly. And that video of Jack White in a parking lot is up online. Today, because of something I saw at South by Southwest, I saw a group or a duo, Mount Kimby. They're going to come and do a Tiny Desk concert before they head to London. So I'm really excited about them. They're an electronic duo. That makes music that is called dubstep or post-dubstep. It's a very
chill,
right?
Is there post-dubstep
there is a post. Yeah, post-dubstep, one is about 140 beats a minute. Post is a little slower at about 130 beats a minute. And there's something to do with the wobbly bass that is different in
post. See, I'm a dubstep purist.
Yeah, I know. So you're going to leave the room when I play a song from Mount Kimby.
I like this group. I wanted to see this group and missed them every single time they played.
It was six times I tried to see them, and I finally saw them because a friend text messaged me and dragged me through the club to get me so I could shoot my one-minute video of them. I'll explain that in a minute. Let's listen to Mount Kimby. The song I'm going to play is a song from their Crooks and Lovers record. It's called Before I Move Off.
I'm
Mount Kimby. I mentioned before, I took 1 minute videos of every single thing I saw at South by Southwest, and I am posting them up on the blog. They're called Minutes from South by Southwest. I did this for CMJ, and I've done this for other things, but it's like you can see my four or five, whatever days it was, of South by in under an hour.
Yeah.
And get a taste of everything. And I could write about this stuff. I think there's nothing like seeing it, even if the video's a little shaky because I'm getting bumped and cajoled by people and my hand is way in the air so the people who walk by me aren't in the shot.
Sure.
It isn't perfect, but it really gives a flavor of this festival.
I feel like it's a way of sort of taking a tour of Bob's brain without seeing all the cartoon animals.
Thanks, man.
All right, I saw a singer from Kentucky who I'd heard of. She cut an EP with Will Oldham, and I'd always, you know, I'd always sort of heard her name because she's got an unusual name, Cheyenne Marie Mize. And I'd been trying to see her, and a friend was tweeting me, like, you know, you have three more opportunities to see Cheyenne Marie Mize. You have two more opportunities to see Cheyenne Marie Mize. So finally, I caught my last opportunity to see Cheyenne Marie Mize, and it was just lovely. I mean, very much a little more in that kind of Sharon Van Etten, smoky, pretty, you know, slightly folky, just beautiful.
I let down my God, and it happened so fast. But now for you, I go to pieces, and that's all I could ask of you. You do or you don't, you will or you won't. Oh, but in the meantime, lay with me, honey, for a while. You don't have to stay, but if you do, it'll be alright. Let the weight of the world fall softly on my pillow and rest till the morning light. Lay with me, honey, for a while.
That's lovely, Stephen.
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while, you just gotta stop and mope.
Cheyenne Marie Mize, I agreed, and it was sometimes you'd one after another you'd hear these shows that would just wallop your ears and exhaust you.
Yeah.
And there was a couple times where I went to the church, literally went to the church because I was so exhausted from fast, loud, really hard music. And often you can go to there are two different churches. She would have been beautiful in one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Where you could go and usually see fairly quiet music.
Yeah, it was nice to really jump around and see, you know, maybe you'd see her and then you'd see the band Agalloch, you know, play black metal. And
we
then
were
you could
all
see,
at the Agalloch show.
We were all at the Agalloch
show. The entire
show.
NPR music
great.
Team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't even know it, though. I didn't know you were there.
But there was one night I closed out with rapper Yellow Wolf. There was another night I closed out with Hanson.
You might not have noticed. I had a really long-haired wig on that night.
No wonder I didn't recognize you.
Yeah, that's probably it. The night I saw Ostra, I was waiting for another band to come on, and Emos has two rooms. It's a space where one big space and then a smaller stage, both really nice places to see music. I've discovered lots of stuff at both of those spaces.
It's a great club.
And so I just meandered to the other club while I waited to see if there was anything going on. And there was a group I'd never heard. So back-to-back Ostra. And then this group, Magic Bullets, who I'd like to play. When I first saw them, the fellow who was the lead singer was a taller, rubberier version of David Byrne.
Oh, wow.
And
I didn't know rubberier was possible.
It totally was. He was really good. And because of his size, his movements were so much more exaggerated. And then on top of it, the music was really good. I'd like to go out on a cut from Magic Bullets, but we have an awful lot of coverage online.
Yeah, if you go to npr.org/sxsw, we have full audio archives of 15 concerts that we recorded at South by Southwest, plus tiny South by Southwest concert videos by like Emmylou Harris and Typhoon, which we talked about on a previous show, and Ostra, who we talked about obviously today. Plus, we do have, in some cases and for a limited time, videos of those full concerts that we recorded down there. I mean,
beautiful HD video concerts. This isn't one camera staring at the...
Yeah, this isn't Bob.
These are gorgeous.
Yeah, so, just incredibly visually striking. Tons and tons, hundreds of photos and, you know, our incredibly not terribly lucid late night dispatches.
And our stations, FUV and KEXP and XPN and KUT, did tremendous jobs, and we have concerts from them as well.
We have full concerts, you know, like sessions with bands that I love and Bob doesn't, like The Head and the Heart. So I feel like ultimately I won.
I didn't get to see them, and I did try.
They were good.
Sorry, guys.
They were good. I was right. You were wrong. So anyway, we're going to go out with Magic Bullets.
Yeah. We should do that. Sorry, I just thought of something. Hipster Runoff did a little thing, and I just saw it in the corner of my eye this morning. It said, "Who won South by Southwest?" And I don't know why that made me laugh so much. Let's listen to Magic Bullets, and the song we're going to play is Millions of People Running in Circles. And there are more picks, more discoveries online at our website, npr.org/allsongs, picks from Ann Powers and Robin Hilton as well. Also, videos of the concerts at npr.org/sxsw. They won't be there long, so go check them out. And all week long, I'll be putting up my one-minute videos, everything I saw at South by Southwest. Enjoy. I'm Bob Boylan, along with Stephen Thompson.
Thank you, Bob.
It's All Songs Considered.